What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Big Bike BMX. My name is Isaac, and I am with my ride or die BMX friend, 80s BMX Craig. What's up, Craig?
Yo, what's going on, dude? Nothing much, dude, man.
I am psyched to talk about it. Is rideout season, guys. We are smack dab in the middle of rideout season. I have been having a blast here in Phoenix lately because every weekend we are putting in, there's a couple crews. We're starting to rotate them. And every Saturday, man, there's something to do. But last year, you and I finally met up, rode together at a summer rideout in Santa Cruz.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Now, I had a great time. It was phenomenal. A lot of people showed up. There was some controversy. Right? People were talking about, and we got to do, like, there was some feedback from the people that lived in Santa Cruz. Hey, we didn't love how many people were there. I get it. I understand both sides of the debate. We have talked it into the ground. So this year, last year, I heard about something, a ride out in a little town in Texas that was fully permitted. Right. And I was like, whoa, that's interesting. And then this year, my friend, Craig, 80s BMX Craig. This year, they pulled out all the stops, dude. They are hosting this thing. So, okay, let me.
So it's happening, right?
It's happening.
This is really going down.
This is happening, right? Okay. And we have the organizer. You guys, I'm just going to tell you the way that I understand this ride out. Sight unseen, I've already bought tickets, right? There is like it's a full weekend event. It is Friday night, there's something. Saturday, there's stuff. Sunday, there's stuff. 3 days of BMX, like bike shows, but it's at a resort on like at the ocean, which I live in Phoenix, right? I'm in the desert. Yeah. I couldn't be farther from the ocean. So I am psyched about that. Then I go and look up, right? I heard about this. So then I just like, I'm a nerd. I start Googling like where it's at. And then I heard the name of the resort and I Googled that and I was like, you got to be kidding me, dude. I saw pyramids. There's a rainforest involved. There's aquariums. There's a beach pier, like roller coasters on a pier, like we have in Santa Cruz. Dude, this place is dope. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, let's go. I'm in.
Dude, I think we did this one time where you and I kind of just spitballed ideas of what we thought would be like the coolest ride out scene. And I think most of those things, this is where way before the SE Bikes Island ride out came about. We were like, dude, if it was on an island near the ocean and this, and we just listed all this stuff. And then all those things that you just named, they're not even fantasy. This is like really happening, right?
This is nuts. I don't know if they were able to pull this off, but I know that, like there were talks about like renting a movie theater to like watch BMX videos, movies, stuff like that, like private screenings. Dude, I don't know. We're gonna talk. We've got the organizer of the SE Bikes Island Rideout with us tonight to give us the full preview and tell us how to sign up, how this is all gonna happen. Craig, why don't you intro our guest tonight?
Man, that was a pretty good intro right there, dude. It's going to be a hard act to follow.
You just say his name, guys.
You guys check it out. Everyone listening here at Big Bike BMX on the streaming podcast, please welcome to the show the organizer of the SE Bikes Island Rideout. We have Jeff in the house. Jeff, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Big Bike BMX. How you doing, brother?
Oh, doing well. Thank you for having us.
We're awesome. Psyched, man. We're psyched. Dude. Okay, Jeff, first, I'm going to ask you how spot on am I so far with my description of the ride out?
You're pretty on it. You've been following it, so you're correct. But yeah. Getting the movie theater, the complex actually has 4 movie theaters, 1 IMAX on complex at the resort. So we did get in contact with the guy from the movie. My mind went blank here for a second. Kid Stingray.
Yeah, Joe Kid on Stingray is Mark Eaton.
Yeah, Mark Eaton. We got in contact with him. We put him in contact with people at the movie theater to see what format he's on and stuff like that, if they can get it in there and show it.
Oh, Plywood Hoods, Mark Eaton, man. Yep. Get back to those guys, brother.
Yep.
I want to see Joe Kidd. True story, man. I have that DVD and I've lost it in a move somewhere. And I got to find a copy of it, man. Yeah. It's,
and
it's
nobody a great owns a movie. DVD burner anymore. So I got you on the copy, bro. I'll send you one.
You have a burner? You have a DVD burner? Hold on.
No, I said nobody has a DVD burner anymore. But yeah, I'm sitting here listening. Like, okay, Jeff, check this out, man. Isaac and I, and especially Isaac, he's like, he calls me one day and he's like, Craig, we went to Santa Cruz and we, you know, I know you've gone every year, but brother, you've got to check out this ride out. And he starts listing all the stuff that you guys, what you're doing, Jeff, like organizing. And now I'm hearing like movie theaters showing Joe Kidd on Stingray. This is literally a bike ride out on Fantasy Island. Like
it is.
Tattoo and you know, the plane, everything is happening. It's like, no way, that's not happening. The location, all that. Where did you come up with this idea? Like, did you start with this grand, plan, or was it like, I want to do a ride out? And then how to take us from there, man?
Well, what I wanted to do, I was born and raised on the island and I was gone for over 20 years and came back. And probably in the last 15 years, I kept telling myself, hey, I want to do a bike festival. I want to do a bike festival, you know, because I've been in bikes my whole life. Race BMX back in 1978. So it's kind of stayed with me this whole time. And I kept looking at the island and we have this big event every November. It's the second largest in the country. It's a motorcycle rally and it's a 4-day event. And they bring about close to 2 million people to this little island that only live about 50,000 people on it.
Damn.
And so I said, well, we can do that with bikes versus motorcycles. And and I've been in the bike industry long enough to see its ups and downs, and it's had its downs until COVID came and actually gave us a, you know, kick in the butt there, that we need people to see bikes out there, you know, that would just not normally go down there. We are a tourism island down here. And when people come and they see all these bicycles or versus motorcycles, you know, some might go out and buy a motorcycle. Same thing with the bicycle. You know, they see bicycles, but the thing about bicycles is they can go get it for their own entire family versus a motorcycle, you know, and that's what I want to do is create this. And then ride outs became so popular during COVID. And I said, well, let's try one and see if I can attract enough people to the island, you know? And so I did one last year, ended up with about 3,400 riders thinking I was going to have about 1,000. You know, and
that's a big ride, dude. That's a big ride
for the that was your first try. You had 3,400.
Yeah, in about a 2.5 month period. You know, I hooked up with the guy out of Houston and had a couple of clubs, and they've been wanting to come to Galveston and do rides. But the problem is, you're on a tourism island, and they require permits and stuff like that. They want to know what's going on and stuff, which you know, because we want them to come back. I mean, they want us to come back too. You know, so that's the whole key, you know, to it. And the count, you know, and people were like, well, how'd you get that count? Well, I had to have a parking lot. And so I went to the city and we have cruise ships that go out of Galveston. So, you know, if you get tired of riding, you can jump on a cruise ship too. So I used one of their parking lots that had been open, you know, for almost a year because of COVID. They couldn't go out. And so we did a count. You know, they charge, you know, to park the cars and everything. It's $15 a car, you know, no big deal. But we ended up parking about 1,200 cars. So we just did an average of 2.8 people per car, which a lot were trucks and stuff. But before we even left there with all the police escorts and everything, I was out front and I watched at least 300 riders ride up to the event, you know, and not, you know, because they were staying at, you know, VREOs and stuff like that, you know, in hotels. So they decided to ride over to the location where we were riding out of. It was a great success. The only complaint was distance, you know, it ended up supposed to be in 14, but it ended up being 12. But this year it'd be 20.
Nice.
So it was like, that's too short. So you lengthened it. Okay.
We had to put some distance on it. That was the only complaint on the rider side. Now from the city side, when I went back to them, you know, I had to go back to them about a month after the event and they said, man, you hit a grand slam. And they go, we had no clue. because our city has three entities. We have the city of Galveston, then we have a parks board, which the parks board is in control of tourism, bring people to the island. But it is owned by the city, and it runs on a separate, you know, pool of money. And when I went to them, they actually helped me out, you know, last year, you know, sponsored a little bit of it, but gave me the strings on, you know, with, you know, getting permits and stuff like that. And they just thought, oh, it could be about 500 riders. And when I walked in that meeting, they said, you hit a grand slam. We did not know we were in an untapped market. So to them, that's a tapped market where they can get people to come back, stay in hotels and stuff like that. So right now we actually been advertising on radio and TV already for this ride out.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And it's all, I get all that free from the city. That's how our city is, you know, the city of Galveston is actually behind this event. And our city manager is all about it.
I love that. I love it. Okay. So first of all, tell me right now, if I'm listening to this, where do I go to learn more? What's the website?
We actually have a website. It's islandrideout.com.
It's islandrideout.com.
Yeah. There are a lot of things on there. We're trying a lot of new different things because we want these people to come together. The one that we kind of did is called Tailgate Alley. It's where the Moody Gardens is actually going to give us a section, because now you got to realize Moody Gardens sells alcohol. Now, one of the parking lots that we have, it'll hold about 1,000 cars or more. It's in a red zone. So if people, you know how they pull up, they want to drink and things like that, you know. So we're going to have this one section. They can put their tents up, have their clubs or whatever, meet them there. They can barbecue, they can drink, they can do everything. So they can sign up for that, because a lot of these people get to these rideouts. They always, if you notice, the rideout meetups have got shorter. It used to be meet at 5, ride out at 7. Now it's meet at, you know, 6, maybe ride out at 7, 6:30, you know, yes, because
30 minutes in Arizona, man. We're like, let's go.
Yeah. 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 Cause there's not much to do, but just sit around the car. But yeah, they're trying to create people to meet each other, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing, but we have all day, you know, with this event, because when they get there, we're going to have a bike expo. We're going to try this year and hopefully get it bigger next year, where there are the teams in there, you know, I mean, not teams, I mean, clubs can sign up. It's only $50 a booth for them, you know, and they can have their friends meet there, and that's indoor. And there'll be bike shops and bike companies, you know, products and stuff like that. And other nonprofit, I think Ironman's going to be there promoting stuff. You know, it's all about bikes, you know,
yeah,
and stuff like that. and inside we will actually have a bike show too, you know, kind of some of the guys want to show off their bikes and stuff like that.
I would love to see, like, man, like Bill Batchelor. I would love to see Bill Batchelor get like a tent so he could sell his like book at the show. You know what I mean? I could see that would be a draw to me, to be able to go buy like memorabilia, buy autograph, like get pros autographs, all that, dude. If I could go there and there's like, you know, somebody I want an autograph from, someone like, I don't know, you know, anybody, you could put any of the legends, right? I'm thinking ahead, dude. I'm already planning the next 5 years. Here's your 5 year plan.
These are all ideas. Yeah, you're gonna be next year, Jeff.
If I could go there, dude, yeah, and see like Eddie Fiola, you know, and like that, dude, make it a Comic-Con for bike nerds, dude. That's what this.
Well, that's what we're hoping. This will draw and get bigger and bigger and bigger. But one thing I gotta let y'all know that I couldn't do this without Moody Gardens and SE Bikes right now. I mean, they're our two biggest sponsors right now, and the backing of the city of Galveston. But
that's key. The city backs it. That's so key, you guys. Yeah, biggest part.
And the top guy from the city, which is our city manager, Brian Maxwell, he's 100% bikes. He wants the whole city to be about bikes because we have a traffic issue and stuff like that during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty incredible too, Jeff, because it's like there's so much going on with just, you know, not even looking at behind the scenes. So with all the festivity stuff and all the activities, what really is also an equally awesome thing is like you've been working with your local governance and, you know, like the different facets of your community to make this thing permittable, to get the police escorts, to find parking. All that relates to safety. It relates to relationships with the community and the folks on the island and all those things. So there's just like, it's, we could go on, we could have a whole nother show about that, but it's like, this is just, it's an incredible thing to go to, man. It is. And this is the first, this is actually the first one, right?
Well, I mean, we had last year, I mean, but it really wasn't
on though. This level, because yeah, now you just mentioned SE Bikes as being your key sponsor. So,
yeah. And we got a resort, which is Moody Gardens. It's big and it's an enormous resort. I mean, it's 245 acres.
Yeah. And you can stay at the resort for the entire weekend, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can stay there. And the other thing that we're going to do that's different that most ride outs, you know, cause you go there and you ride and you're trying to find, you know, you bought this SE Big Ripper, you know, with D Block's name on it and you travel, you know, 200 miles to go do this ride out because he's there, but you don't get to see him. You know, because you've looked everywhere and you couldn't find it. So what we're trying to do is allow these people to see these riders, you know, and they can meet their, you know, people that are, you know, interested in them and stuff like that. So after our ride out, we actually have a private beach area there. You can see some pictures they've been posting with D Block because he actually came. They city brought him in, did a video and, you know, and stuff like that, did a photo shoot. So there's a VIP party, which someone can sign up on the website after the ride if they want to do the VIP party. And that's going to have like a band or a DJ, but it's a private area. It's limited, very limited. So that's the key. It's going to sell out probably quick, but we will have fireworks afterwards. So,
oh man.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a fireworks show and everything, you know, so we're trying to give them something, you know. Yeah, they're going to have to pay $15, but $15, majority of it, you know, is going to put this event on to pay for the permits and stuff like that.
Man, I mean, okay, so walk me through Friday night. What do you have planned? Because you guys, I'm just going to be honest, and Craig, you already know this, like, I'm planning on going a couple days early because I want to, this is my family vacation, so I'm going to stay at the resort for the entire extended time. And then there's a rainforest, dude. My kids need to see that. There's an aquarium. I need to see that, dude. Yeah.
Penguins.
Like, yeah, dude, I'm all in on jellyfish, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, dude. I like,
they have a jellyfish.
Dude, I am at the age where, dude, if there is a comfy bench and some jellyfish, that's where I'm going to be the whole weekend, dude. That's
you can so, touch yeah. them too. They'll yeah. let you touch them.
Oh, so yeah. Walk me through this whole thing, like starting Friday.
So Friday is we know a lot of people are going to be coming in from out of town, so they're not going to have much to do. So we figured we're going to do a ride from the bike shop, which my bike shop is Island Bicycle Company. It sits up on the seawall, sits on a boardwalk. We sit on the longest boardwalk in the United States. It's 13.2 miles without a break in. So wow. You can ride your bike 13.2 Dang. Miles without a cross street. And it sits wow. on the and it's on the water the whole time. So we're going to have that night a pub crawl. We have a local sponsor, Yaga's Entertainment. They own a bunch of bars and restaurants across the island. They sponsored, you know, part of this event. And so we're going to route out a map where these people will get to see, you know, they're just there that night. They want to go do something. We're going to do a little route, a little ride around the island, end up in the downtown historical district, which there are restaurants and bars and stuff like that. Hang out there for a little while and then jump back on the bikes, ride through a portion of the island again. You're going to go from the bay side back to the beach side, you know, and then once we arrive to the beach side, he has a couple of restaurants and bars up there and that's where we'll end that. And then everybody had just spurred as they want to go home or whatever. Like D Block said, he'll probably ride from Moody Gardens to the bike shop, which is about a six mile ride. So yeah. he just wants to get to the distance, and he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of people might ride from hotels or wherever they're from and then meet up at the shop, you know, yep. and You know, and that event, when I left the city, once I got my permits and everything, they asked me, what do I need? You know, anything else? And I said, leave me alone on Friday because I don't have permits.
Yeah.
They said, okay.
Yeah. So Friday night, we'll have a pub crawl. We'll have like a little just pub ride crawl around.
And then
if you don't drink, you can just still just go and have fun, hang out with your friends.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to drink. And then Saturday, I come around from, 10 in the morning till 5 is the bike expo and bike show and all that. And that's where they're going to have to go in, get their packet because, you know, they'll get a ride, you know, one of their little ride bands for their handlebar that we'll have every year, be a different one. So they can save those. Hopefully they'll be souvenirs one day or worth something, collectible.
Yeah.
So they'll get that, their packet. They'll have, you know, some other stuff in there. Plus they'll have a drawing for an SE bike. It's going to be given away. And a fishing charter. I own a fishing charter company too, which is Scouts Fishing Charter Company. So they're sponsoring it too.
Well, yeah. Craig. Craig, we just need to deal for Craig. Craig's wife is a professional angler. So that's pretty... all right.
Now we're going.
Yeah. So then later that night, which at 6:30 is the big ride out. And we'll meet at a parking lot that's on the premises there. And that's where we'll start from there. And we'll be escorted by police. And when we get to the seawall, which that's the majority of the route, which is you're going to be on the beach. Like y'all said, y'all wanted to see Fantasy Island. Well, you're going to ride almost 8 miles down the beach the whole time. You know, awesome. And we're literally going to take you almost to the sand because there's a portion of the route that actually goes down closest to the sand. You know, and then it'll loop around and go through back downtown and stuff like that. And that the seawall actually will be blocked. We will actually have one lane for us, you know, for the bikes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
If someone can count all the cones, we might have a prize for them. Cause there's going to be a lot of cones.
I like it. Okay. So basically I get up, I have breakfast. I go to the expo, I see all the vendors, I see everyone hanging out inside, get my merch, get all set up. I can go outside to the tailgate area where you're going to have clubs set up, hanging out, doing their own barbecues.
Yeah, see some other bikers. Yeah. Okay. See. Yeah.
And then we're going to ride out that night. That's awesome.
That's great.
Okay. Now Sunday.
Okay. Sunday comes around. They're going to, the resort wants to do a breakfast in a special area where the SE riders will all be there. So if you're staying at the hotel, you get the breakfast, but they do sell the breakfast for someone that's, you know, staying somewhere else or, you know, has a friend and they want to come meet them. They can have, you know, breakfast and then take pictures with them or whatever. And then later that day, we decided because there's people like you bringing your family and stuff like that. Moody Gardens has put together, I think it's 6 routes. They'll have them on your phone when you check in and they'll be in the hotel that you can click. It's a, you know, scan the code and it pulls up a map. Like you can go, we have a thing called the tree sculpture tour. During about 12 years ago, we had a storm called Hurricane Ike that put the island underwater 8 feet. So we lost a lot of oak trees. So artists came in instead of cutting the oak tree down, you know, in the stump, they actually made art. And stuff. So there's one of those routes. There's a ferry route because we do have a ferry that brings you to the island at one end so you can see the dolphins and stuff. So there's quite a few different routes that people can go on, you know, and do, you know, and see the island. Basically explore the island on a bicycle.
If you told me right now there was a route that you could ride a dolphin from the other side of the island to one of the other side, I would believe you. I'd be like, yeah, you could ride a dolphin in and a penguin escort with killer whales pulling security. I'd be like, yep, that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
I'll tell you what. If you end up going Sunday morning, look for Craig and I, because Craig and I will host. We'll decide which one of these like mini bike routes we want to go on. The tree art one sounds good. I'm into that, but we'll do it. We'll look for the Big White BMX, family ride, around wherever the Moody Garden map tells us to go.
Yeah.
And if it's not very long, we'll go to a couple.
Yeah, and this, and the city is going to actually have signage up, you know, the week before to let the residents know that there are going to be a lot of bicycles just going all around the island.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. All right. And so basically I want to get involved. I want to get my tickets. I want to stay at the hotel. How do I secure my stuff?
Okay. The best way to do it is the hotel package. It's a one-stop deal. When you book the hotel, you can do one night stay or two night stay. That includes everything. That includes your ride, your VIP party, your breakfast. Everything's all done as one. The other, if you live in Houston, you're just driving in for the day, you can just go to islandrideout.com. You can book there. You can register two different ways. You can register just $15, or you can register, I think it's $35 if you want a t-shirt, because we're going to have a t-shirt every year for it.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a ride out that does cost money. So let me say that one more time so that I can let everyone go, for the love of God.
Okay. Yeah.
So you guys, this ride out will cost either $15 or $30 if you want a shirt. Is that right?
$15 or $35.
Okay.
Yeah, and that includes your parking too.
So
guys in Houston pay $30 just to park to go ride 12 miles. Yep.
Absolutely. So let me just get this just so people can understand. All right. Now you have sticker shock where you're like, oh God, $15. Yeah. Let me level set real quick. Where you're riding on the beach, completely permitted. So there are no cars. You're getting the police escort. Nothing can interfere with that. You get a goodie bag. You get axe. You get, if you want the t-shirt, you get the t-shirt as well. Those are collectibles. But all of that is amazing. Does that give you access to the expo?
Expo too. And the bike show and the expo.
So you get an all-day event essentially for $15 or $35. You get an all-day access to Biketopia, essentially. Is that right? I mean, that's the way I'm reading it.
That's correct.
Okay.
The only thing you won't get is the VIP party. That's different because we have to have that facility closed off.
Totally understand. Okay. So I'm going to tell everyone to do the same thing, man. I'm going to be at Moody Gardens. I'm psyched to be there. Because what we haven't heard about yet is there's a rainforest inside of a pyramid that's at that resort. And these are big pyramids. You guys go to Moody Garden, just Google Moody Gardens, Galveston. There's an aquarium. There's like a three level, like rainforest. This is where a one-stop place where you can take your kids and have insta vacation. It's not just like, hey, I'm going to go. This is easy, easy sell for your families. My kids, I was like, you guys want to go to Galveston, Texas to ride bikes? I don't know. And then I'm like, let me show you this rainforest. They're like, they've already planned it out. They're like, let's go. Yeah. I'm ready. There's a
water park too, right next door.
And a water park. And yeah. And there's a roller coaster on your boardwalk. Pleasure Pier. Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah. Dude, I trust me. I went down the wormhole of the YouTube videos of Pleasure Pier. Cause there's a lot to do there. You got the spinny thing that you will not catch me on. Go do Craig. They basically tie you to a string and then carry you up, like, I don't know, 100 stories over the ocean and just spin you like a top.
Yeah. But now going back
to the kids,
going back to some of the things that you said there, we are getting some old BMX riders like Mike Miranda. He's going to be there. Did talk to Todd Blyant, trying to get Perry Kramer there. But then I heard he had a little fetish about something, but you didn't mention that Moody Gardens, the resort, has a golf course. He loves golf.
Oh.
So hopefully maybe we can get him to come now.
Wow.
They have a golf course too.
I'm in, dude. Craig, you play golf? I play golf.
I've played many years, but I won't say I play, you know. I did for a long time. I've been playing since I was 14, dude. Don't take it as I'm good.
I'm not good, but I have some pink blue dots. Like I know the, I know like the, I know Dang, I'm bro. At the, I'm the level of golfer that now knows I know you're the good. Name brand of my, I know the name brand of my clubs. That's how good I am.
Right.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. I'm taking like a couple sleeves of golf balls when I go. All right. I'm into this, dude. I think this is going to be so dope. And I'm excited that you guys thought this through, thought it out. And there is a legal alternative to what we're seeing across the United States. I think this is very forward thinking because if we can get this, if we can get this model, you know, basically scaled and ramped up across the United States, we can really change our sport and change the way that the public looks at our sport. Because one of the biggest things that holds us back is public perception. And this completely changes that. And people, cities, you know, city managers, they see, you know, with the success of the SE Bikes Island Rideout, other cities will see, hey, this is actually a way that we can generate income, do it safely, and show off, you know, our beautiful city. I want to, there's a lot of cities I would love to see. And if we can get other promoters and other ride out organizers behind this concept, I think it can last a long, long time because it's perfect. Like I get to have a vacation and basically I get to go to a ride out and kind of slide it into my wife's, you know, idea that it's a vacation. And so it's not like, oh, it's another ride out. I'm taking the kids. We're doing a whole event and it's going to be dope. And here's the thing. I get to make even more memories with my family because you're hosting a ride out at a resort that has cool stuff to do with your kids. So props to you, Jeff. I think this is a great idea. I can't wait to be a part of it. Can't wait to experience it all. So I can follow you on Instagram at give me your social.
The one for the ride out is SE Bikes Island Ride Out.
Okay.
And then there's Island Bicycle Company.
Which, follow both those accounts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because both of them, once one post, everything goes posting from one to the next.
And if somebody has questions, can they send you a DM on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. They're welcome to.
Shoot. Okay.
My phone number's on the website.
Excellent. Yeah. So you can call the website. I mean, there's a number on the website. Give that number a call.
Yeah.
You can talk, find out all the details, make sure that you're covered. I want to see all the crews out there. I want to see you guys getting those tailgate things because I want to come and hang out and have a hot dog at everybody's tent, man. This is going to be dope. Thank you so much, Jeff. We will talk to you soon. I appreciate you coming out, even though you're under the weather. Mad respect for that. We will see you in August.
All right. I will see y'all then.
All right, take care, Jeff. Brother.
Okay.
Later.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
You may not find this somewhere else. Like it just happens that Galveston and this island that they have all these things that are available, right? They're a huge tourist, attractive location and stuff. So they have those things available. But if you look at it from the other side of the coin, like you just mentioned to Jeff, this could be the model, like the way they're doing the business of this ride out, dude, like it, you don't have to have all the bells and whistles. If you just go ahead and follow this model and provide a ride out that's safe, that's, you know, it's basically permitted, worked out with the city as best as you can to do something like this, then, you know, even like a Santa Cruz or San Diego or, you know, all those folks are working and trying to get to that point. But here's, you know, it would be good if these guys talked, you know, hopefully they have. And if not, maybe this could be like after this ride out happens and they see how successful it was or, you know, they want that type of community involvement and engagement and permission, they can follow this.
I hope so too, man. Like I hate to see, I don't think this exists. And I'm really glad. I'm glad that I don't either. I don't see it or I just don't know that it exists. But like, I would love to see a, like people come together and not be my ride out is like a clout thing or a status symbol. And it's a, you know, I would love to see people come out like what Tom did, right? When Tom came on the show, he basically told you, this is how I organized my ride out. This is how I, so you guys, if like the Santa Cruz ride out, what I would say is probably undisputable, the biggest ride out that we have in the United States. I don't think anyone would dispute that. If it's not the biggest, it's the premier one. It's the one that everyone goes to. And so when you look at that, and then I, you know, for me, I went last year and you know, we left and it's like, there's controversy because there were so many people. And if we continue to go to Santa Cruz, with more and more people as our sport grows. Like it frustrates the cars, it frustrates the city, it frustrates EMS. Like, we disrupt the whole city, and I understand it, dude. I totally get it. And so right. The fact that like if we see this model take off, I think it would be fantastic, because now instead of the police, you know, being upset at you, now you have the police on your side, like clearing the road for you. It's a completely different model. And now it's like the city's going to make money. People are safe. I can go there with my kids and not worry about, you know, people swerving cars and cars swerving me, and just, I can just sit back, have fun, and yeah, kick back, have a chill ride. That's the goal, right? That's the dream.
Yeah. And to go, you know, for the organizers, just to go, you know what, I'm not, or I haven't in the past, or maybe I haven't had that great of a conversation ahead of my ride out. You know, to go in there ahead of time and just go, look, I'm doing this, and here's where we're going. Here's my route. I'm expecting this many, whatever the details are, right? But at least the conversation happens to go, what can we do to work together? What are you willing to provide as far as a city, as far as safety, as far as route and crowd control, whatever those things are. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know, but it, in my mind, it's almost better that happens based on the model that Jeff is using, or, you know, what he's showing that he's done and the results he's going to get, and better than going in after the fact, maybe, and saying, hey, you know, whatever you have to say to squelch the, you know, the issues that were brought about by the ride out. Right. So, and case in point, and nothing against Tom or Santa Cruz. I just use it because like you said, it's the most premier right now in the country, perhaps in the world. You know, there's a petition going on right now, Isaac, and people are, and, you know, I signed it, and it's like, you know, we want to keep this ride out going, but the community, the civic leaders, they're like, I think it, the way I read it was like, we don't think we want this again, you know, but we want to be heard because there's a petition saying, please hear us out. We want to do this again.
Yeah. And dude, I mean, basically, if you just kind of listen to what Jeff did, you know, here's the deal. It's going to cost money. Like, there's no way you're going to tell the city, hey, I'd like to have a ride out on this date. And they're going to be like, that's fantastic. Let me just clear the budget, and we're going to pay all these people for the city and the cops and all of that for your goodwill. You know, we're going to clear the streets for you. No, it's going to cost money. But what Jeff did, he went to all these local businesses and said, hey, I've got all these people coming. You want to sponsor this ride out, and I'll bring them by, like, we'll bring them by your bars. That makes sense, right? Now that absorbs some of that cost, right? So, like, I don't know. I'm gonna make up some round number. Let's say it costs $25,000 for a permit, right? So you just go to either 25 businesses and ask them for a rack and go, hey, can you sponsor this? Or you go to five and say, give me $5,000, and boom, now you got your permit paid for. So is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. But is it going to be rewarding? Yeah, it's going to be rewarding. Is it something you could totally pull off with some effort? You have a whole year to plan it, right? Like, yes, you could pull this off. Anybody can do this. It doesn't take rocket science. But think about how you can legalize your ride out and get this, instead of fighting the city and fighting businesses and fighting cars, get those people out on your side and show our sport in a good light. That's when you're going to get that big money sponsorship. That's when you're going to start seeing people get paid to ride bikes. Because right now, you guys, the way that we're doing it, I'd love to tell you that we have a great public image, but let's just be honest, right? Like, there's no big brand that's going to sponsor somebody and give them $1 million Michael Jordan contract because the public has this opinion that we swerve cars, right? Because that's what we post on our social media. So, you know, am I trying to dad you guys? No, I don't. Like, I'm not going to be the one making $1 million contract. Y'all are the one that are giving that up. My time is come and gone. But the next person that could have that $1 million Michael Jordan bike life contract, until the public doesn't see us swerving cars and causing problems on the streets, never going to happen. So just being real honest with you guys, that's it. You know, I hope we figure it out, but man, legal ride outs are definitely the way to go. And here's the thing. I go on my ride outs every week. That's absolutely not permitted. I go every week. I love it. The thing that sells me on this, more than the like, okay, it's a permanent legal ride. That's great. Dude, they're having it at a resort so I can hang out with my kids for a week. I don't have to leave. I can just go to one place, get one hotel room, and there are water slides. There are, you know, a rainforest. There's aquarium. The only other place I can do that is, yeah. The only other place I can do that is like Disneyland, but then I'm paying $115 per ticket because I can't tell them that my kids are too tall, man. And they start carding them. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, they're 12.
They're right. And they're like, yeah, that's an adult at Disneyland.
Dude,
like three and up is after 3 years old, you're an adult at Disneyland, bro. And get it. And I was thinking this when Jeff was talking about, you know, it's $15. And then if you want the shirt, it's 35. And I'm like, tell me one thing you can do with your family, anything that you're going to get in $35 a person or 15, if you didn't want the shirt. Right. But who's, I mean, of course you're going to get shirt, but where are you going to go in the United States or anywhere for 30? You can't even go to the movies hardly. You can't see an IMAX movie, you know, and get
it. I pay $15
popcorn and soda.
I pay $15 to park my car when I go on a ride out because downtown Phoenix, like we park in a lot that's pay for park. And it's about, I think it's like $5 an hour. And I end up like, you know, I like to go, I'm an early bird to the ride and I stay till everyone leaves. Like that's just cause I'm a scene guy, dude. I want to hang out and talk to everybody. Yep. So I pay $15 just to park and ride my normal every weekend ride in Phoenix, when we're downtown. So $15 is not anything. Plus you've got the expo, which is going to have all the, like, that's where all the merch tables covered, you're out of the sun, air conditioned, all of that. You can go outside, hang out with your friends and like some pop-up tents and grill it out, barbecue, show off all your profile, and we can have the profile bullseye arguments out there. We can do that with all those guys.
Right? It's all inclusive, dude.
It's all inclusive.
It's gonna be all fun. Inclusive. Oh, you want to go to the VIP and hang out with D Blocks and hear a band or a DJ and, you know, exclusive access. It's not
fireworks. It's, remember fireworks?
It's not $200. It's not $500. It's 15.
Yeah.
$15. Come on.
It's crazy. It's
worth it.
I'm psyched, man. Speaking of rideouts, this weekend, we are recording right now. It's June 29th. This weekend, July 2nd, I will be in San Diego for the Bob Haro 40th anniversary. I don't know if they're calling it ride out or bike ride. It's a ride out is what it is.
Okay.
We're meeting in Oceanside. You can look it up. Follow at Bob. I think it was at Bob _ Haro is
where I'm seeing. Bob Haro.
You'll see it. And man, I'm psyched. This isn't following the trend of merch, dude. Bob Haro has I saw it today because he posted it. I saw the t-shirt. I saw the icon, the logo that they're using. There's some prints. There's some t-shirts. I heard John Bolges told us there's going to be some beer that's branded.
Nice.
I'm going to grab a Haro beer.
You better bring a big backpack, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. Seriously. So, because I'm a sucker, dude. I will buy all that stuff, dude. If there's a logo on it, I want it. Yeah, I'm stuck. I can't say no to it.
No, you have to. It's just part of the gig. I mean, it's a huge commemorative ride just for what it is, the 40th, you know, anniversary of the Haro Freestyler, but there's so much more than that. I mean,
bring it's my summer tour, bro. Yeah. It's my summer tour. Show.
It's a summer tour, man. You're going to see guys there. You're like, oh, cause you're going to call your buddy while you're there and go, you're never going to believe who's right next to me, dude. It's so-and-so and so-and-so. And that's just going to be all night long, all ride long.
Yep. I'm pretty sure like Dave Volker, I think, was like, dude, it's going to be dope. Like Volker, I think, is going. Yeah. Blyther's going, he said. John Bulgens. Plus, this is a bucket list item, dude. It's like you get to ride with Bob Haro. Like that's, you know.
Yeah.
I've never seen him do like a public bike ride other than like when in the 80s, if you caught him like at a show or something like that, but like, in my adulthood, I don't ever see, because like you can like maybe catch Pete Augustin at a 4130 ride out, you know, in LA. You can find Brian Blyther down there, but you're like Bob Haro at a ride out is unheard of. So I'm psyched for that, dude.
Yeah. When you said you could ride with Bob Haro, I went silent. Cause in my brain, I'm thinking like, man, you can ride with Bob Haro. Wouldn't that be fun? You're going to ride alongside him. Hey, what's up, Bob? So all those years that you flipped through the magazines and you saw Bob or you saw Haro ads and all this, and then you decided to write him a letter and say, Bob, I love Haro. I love what you do. And da, da, da. And you waited for that return letter. Now you get to finally say, hey, Bob, what's up, man? And the 14-year-old kid in you can shine through and you know, have that,
he was
have
class. That
experience.
He, I'm going to tell you, dude. so I wasn't going to tell a story. Cause it's a little bit embarrassing, but this is how classy Bob Haro is. So I've been sharing like, dude, I can't wait. I'm going to ride at the thing. Like I'm sharing it on my stories. Right. Cause I'm psyched to go. And, I get to go and, Fesser and South O' June are going to be there. The ride out dog. And, So I like him, and I've been talking to SD Biking Royer. So I'm psyched to see those guys. Right. And I'm like, dude, can I borrow a bike? Royer's like, absolutely, unquestioned. I'm like, you guys, they're so great at SD Biking. They're fantastic. And so, I've been sharing it, and then I get a reply to my story from Bob Haro. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh dude, like it's Bob Haro. Right. I'm not ashamed to say I totally have halo effect with Bob Haro. And so it was really funny too. Cause he's like, you know, thanks dude. I really appreciate it. I'm psyched. And I don't know if it's cause I was tired or what, dude, but I like went into my Instagram photos and I found like, or in my phone photos, and I found a picture of me doing a, like a balanced handstand, on my Haro Master when I was like 13 at Lodi Lake. And I said, and I wrote, I've been waiting my whole life for this, dude. And I sent him that picture. And then instantly I was like, damn it. God, dude, I sound like such an idiot, but I was soaked, dude. In the moment, dude, I just wanted to be like, bro, 14-year-old me is psyched is what I was trying to say. Right. Yeah. So I'm like, I've been waiting my whole life for this. And, first I cringe at my own comment and the fact that I did that. And so then I just kind of forget about it. And it's night, dude. It's like Sunday night. Right. So I'm having that, like, I have to go back to work blues. You know what I mean? Where you're like, what time are my Zooms tomorrow? I'm just kind of doing that stuff, going through And my phone makes a little alert, and I look at it and it's Bob Haro. And I was like, oh God. So I don't want to, it's that like time stands still when it like recognizes your face and starts to unlock. And you're like, oh God, what did he say? And he had the classiest reply. So I said, I've been waiting my whole life for this. Here's a picture of me like on my Haro Master when I was 14. And he replies, he goes, same. I was like, that dude, that just reeks. Like that just oozes class. It reeks of class. Like he's just like, same. I was like, damn it. Of course, Bob Haro had that reply, dude. You know what I mean? That's what I would expect, like Samuel Jackson to reply to anything you say, like just something that level of like concise, perfectly engineered reply. Same.
Yeah. And for Sam Jackson, you just add MF-er on the end of anything. So it'd be like, same mother ever, you know?
Yeah, or, totally.
But here's the thing, dude. And I'm going to just, I'll give you this, bro. I laughed when you said that you did that, but I was laughing because I would have done it too. And there's no guy who was BMXing when he was a kid that if had the opportunity to send that to Bob in a DM to be like, look, I was on that bike 35 years ago, bro. I am stoked and I'm so psyched for this. All of us would do it. There wouldn't be one person like, nah, I'm not going to show him. That's embarrassing. I'm older now. No way.
Peter Gustin wouldn't show him.
maybe not Augustine, dude.
Pete Augustine's probably the coolest dude. Like Pete Augustine, man, I was scared of that guy when I was a kid. I'll be honest, man. If there was two BMXers, I was like, oh man, I wouldn't want to fight him. That's the way I looked at it. Like when I was a kid, that's the way I sized you up. Like if I was afraid of you, it was like, if I thought, man, maybe I could beat you up, like that was it, dude. Pete Augustine and Harry Larry. I'm like, those dudes will just sock you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't even consider the odds. You'd be like, there's no odds.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way. Yeah. I figured like Pete Augustine, dude, I think he is the coolest dude. Like, and here's the thing. You're going to think it's because he shaves his head, but I'm like, he's as cool as like Stone Cold Steve Austin is to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I bet that dude likes, I bet he can barbecue really good. You know what I mean?
He probably could. And he'd roll you up into a Kimura or some type of submission hold now.
Mata Leon.
Yeah. Yeah. He wouldn't even punch you. He would just like ball you up and make you cry.
Yeah. You know? I'd be like, I'm tapping. He's like, I don't know. Maybe you are. No, I'm verbally tapping right now. No, you're not.
Do you feel me tapping?
Yeah. That's a heel hook. Let go. All right, you guys. If you don't know, dude, okay, here's the deal too. Pete Augustin loves Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So we had the best conversation unrecorded. We had a great interview with Pete Augustin, but the interview that you should have heard that we didn't record was Craig, myself, and Pete Augustin talking about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for like an hour after the interview. So sorry,
No, that's totally true.
Tell me, it's like that dude was so stoked to talk about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
It's his passion, man. I mean, he loves BMX, but like BMX, making guns and balling people up and rolling Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Get him on any of those.
I get it, dude. Yeah.
And you're in.
It's, you know what? Here's the thing, dude, freestyle. If you really think about it though, freestyle in like riding street, the way where he really excelled was that quick, fast pace, make a decision and ride it, and then use that momentum to go into the next trick or whatever, mm-hmm. Wall ride, and then I'm going to hit a curb, and then like he's making lines on the fly. Same thing, dude. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is the same thing. You're just setting a dude up. You're like, okay, I'm gonna pull guard. then I'm gonna escape out the back. Then I'm gonna heel hook, and then armbar because I told him I'm gonna armbar.
Right.
I don't know. But it's the same concept.
Good analogy.
Yeah. So the Haro ride out this weekend, if you all are down there, look for me. I'll be out there. Craig can't join us for that one. Craig has responsibilities in life, which was going on when he was like, dude, it's like your responsibilities and my responsibilities just collide because I couldn't make it to Oakland or San Francisco. You were out there for those ones. And now I'm going to San Diego and you're going to be home.
And no matter what, at all these big events, the big ride outs, everywhere you're gonna, one of us is there. Big Bike BMX shows up. It's just a special treat when you and I can show up at the same one. But either way, we're covering the Western,
the Western states.
I'm
psyched too. So y'all have fun this holiday weekend, 4th of July weekend. Go have fun. Celebrate if you're in the States, celebrate your independence and enjoy what that means. Dude, you see Biden fall off his bike, by the way?
I did, bro. And someone said he's clipped in. I'm like, nah, he wasn't clipped in. He was strapped in.
Yeah. He had his straps.
At least thing. We preach helmets, dude. At least he had his helmet on, but you know, I'm like, bro, I thought his squad was supposed to be like right next to him. And like, he falls over. A big old meat hook comes out and catches him. Like, I got you.
Yeah. I would hope
CIA,
so.
Secret Service.
I would hope so, dude. Yeah. The funny thing is, dude, I want to make fun of the fall too, but I'm like, man, I've fallen over way less than that, dude. Like,
I know.
You know what I mean? Oh, I've fallen off my bike in way stupider ways than that. At least he was like putting his foot down.
Well, that's what he thought he was doing, but it didn't come out of the strap. So you see his foot kind of flail and then it just. And he's like,
oh, I've been there.
Look at me. I mean, everyone, we fall off bikes.
Yeah.
Pay to play.
Watch one video of mine on YouTube and look at my garage and then try and pretend that I don't fall in there at least once a week, just trying to step over a box. You know what I mean? Like, oh, dude. Yeah. Remember,
sucks.
Dude, yeah. I jumped off a wheel, broke 4 bones in my foot. Remember that with the boot? So I can't make fun of the president for falling off of it. Hey, at least he was riding a bike, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't see a whole lot of. I haven't seen a whole lot of them ride bikes before, so that's kind of cool. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Craig, why don't you send us out, brother?
Man, you got it, bro. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and I'm going to give a huge shout-out. You guys, check this out. We want to give a huge shout-out, Isaac and I, to the Big Bike BMX podcast sponsors, because without them, Isaac and I really aren't doing this podcast. So we want to give some love and show some love back to these guys for sponsoring the show. And we want you guys to go ahead and check them out too. So here we go. Isaac, we have big shout outs going out to Ride Out Supply. We've got Cool Stop, Etney's Bike, Old Bones Therapy, Crush BMX Gloves, Knight Bike Co., SE Bikes, Race Inc. And we have a new sponsor, Isaac. which is Average Joe's Ride Shop there in Phoenix, Arizona. Am I correct with that location? Okay.
That's right.
You guys go check out our sponsors. You know, they've been, most of them been around for decades and decades. Some are newer, but whatever they are, they've been supporting not only the Big Bike BMX podcast, but BMX Bike Life and everything that you guys do. Show them some love and let's support the folks who support our sport, our culture, and our podcast. Go visit their social media and their websites and give them some love. Show them some support. So thank you to all and each and every one of those sponsors, Isaac. And I'll send it right back to you, brother.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You are the most important part of the show. I love our sponsors, but if you didn't listen, then what's the point of doing this? You're just being me and my dirtbag friend talking about BMX, which is cool. We've done it before. But man, we really appreciate you being here and be part of the Big Bike BMX family. Tell your friends, we will see you soon. I will be out in San Diego at the Haro Rideout. If you're out there, come say hi, say what's up. We'll get some pictures. We'll hang out. And I want to see your sticker collection. So bring some stickers. I want to see what you got. All right, y'all. Have fun. Ba-ba-da-ba.